This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For people trying to travel on this Christmas Eve through the bad weather in the Rockies or from the south through the east, here's this notion, courtesy of the dismal science of economics: bad weather boosts business. Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
At JFK Airport in New York, Eric Houck works at the Express Spa in Terminal 4. That's where you get one of those massages and those face-down chairs. And it's right next to where a flight to Los Angeles boards.
For the past week, all the flights kept getting delayed because of the storms. So everybody comes over to the spa because they're all stressed and they're tensed, and so we tend to fill up a lot during that time.
But what's bad for travelers is good for business. Eric says on those days, business can quadruple.
Back-to-back procedures for pedicures, manicures, nonstop massages.
With wet weather forecast for much of today's busy travel schedule, expect people to linger at the bars, restaurants, and bookstores in the nation's airports, train stations, and rest stops.
We've got this system that is extremely tight, and people, of course, respond to that by allowing very little margin for error.
That's Richard Abulafia, an aviation analyst with Teal Group.
And therefore, the best friend of a retail establishment is bad weather that strands people.
So if you're stressed from a travel delay, relax, have a massage. You've got plenty of time. I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.